إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه وبعد. إن شاء الله today, from today we'll start a series of further reminders on the issue of تربية. And today I think it is good to begin with the issue of what is تربية itself. There is a misconception in the minds of most people that تربية means to bring up your children. And that also is restricted to one piece, which is discipline. I want to remind myself and the adults that tarbiyah is to bring up yourself. Forget the children. The world today is a lousy place, and we have a corrupt and amazingly corrupt society, not because of the children, but because of the parents of those children. Let us stop fooling ourselves. The children are not evil, their parents are evil. I'll tell you just two incidents. I was in one gathering, one large family, and I was supposed to speak there. And one of the young boys, he came to me and whispered in my ear, he said, "Yaar uncle, I don't know what you're going to say, but tell them not to eat other people's land. Tell them not to usurp other people's rights." Who is he talking about? He's talking about his own father and uncles. This young boy, who must have been Allah Alam, maybe 16 or something like this, you know, 15 or 16, he knows the difference between right and wrong. But his fathers and uncles don't know the difference between right and wrong. Or maybe they know the difference and they don't care. So this 15-year-old boy is coming and telling me, whispering in my ear, and he's saying to me, "I don't know what you're going to say, but tell these people not to eat up other people's lands." And in another gathering, also a big family, one of the youngsters came to me and he says to me quietly, "You are having lunch." So when I was at the buffet counter dishing out my food, this young boy came to me and he said to me, "Tell them to have faith in Allah." Again, who's the them? His own father and uncles. He says, "Tell them to have faith in Allah." He says, "They are fighting amongst themselves as if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's treasures are empty." He said, "Tell them to have faith in Allah. Allah will give all of them. There is no need for them to try to grab from each other." Who is saying this? One kid. One kid. So I want to say to the adults, stop fooling yourself. Go look in the mirror. Many adults say that children have no respect. And I submit to you with due respect that you are not worthy of respect. You are not worthy of respect. Why should the child respect you? Why should the child respect you? You lie, you cheat, you eat haram, you do ghibah, you slander, you backbite. You openly indulge in haram, you have haram parties. Who pays for that party? The child? You know it is haram, but you do it. Who pays for that? Your child? And then you want the child to respect you. La hawla quwwata. How will the child respect you? So the first and most important thing to understand about tarbiyah is, who needs the tarbiyah? I need the tarbiyah. You need the tarbiyah. The adults need the tarbiyah. The parents need the tarbiyah. Not the children. We come to the children, inshallah. They also need. But it has to begin from somewhere. And you cannot give what you don't have. If you have the akhlaq of the gutter, your children are not going to have the akhlaq of Rasulullah. If your tongue is full of curses when you speak to your subordinates and to your servants and this one and that one, and you cannot even speak to people, "I don't want to sit here and repeat whatever I hear, but if I simply recall the way in which people speak to their servants. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi rajiun. And the only reason that poor man stands or that poor woman stands and listens to that is because they need your money. Yeah? Allah did not make them inferior to you. Allah made everybody equal. He just gave you a few more, you know, pesos or pennies or dollars or whatever in your pocket. And you think that makes you superior, and you think it gives you the right to talk to another human being as if he is a dog. And that poor fellow keeps quiet only because he needs the money. Otherwise, why would he keep quiet? But then remember, one day, a day will come when you will stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that if a man makes another man deliberately to stand in his presence as a mark of arrogance, there is a chair, but he will not offer him this chair, he will not ask him to sit, he makes him stand in his presence as a matter of arrogance, then he will find his own place in Jahannam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he will go and search in the Jahannam for his own place and he will find it. So what of somebody who not only doesn't offer a chair, but who also curses the person and who speaks to him, even if he is not angry, the way he addresses him. You know, alhamdulillah, we have languages which have different levels of respect. We have languages which have different levels of respect. We don't speak English. English is not our language. English, in English, there is only one level of respect, you. But in our languages, we have three levels of respect. And we deliberately speak to those who work for us disrespectfully. Even though there is no shortage of words, we have the words, but we do not use those words. Deliberately, we speak to them disrespectfully. So who needs the tarbiyah? The children? The child speaks the way the child hears you speak. If the child sees you slandering people, the child thinks slandering is all right, because after all, my father does it all the time. If the child sees you telling lies, the child says, yeah, fine, this is okay, because you know, my father tells lies all the time. My mother tells lies all the time. You organize a haram party in your house, or you go to a haram party in somebody else's house, and then you want your child to go only to the haram. You go to the haram and you want him to go to haram. Eh? La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Tarbiyah begins not only at home, it begins with you. Not at home. Tarbiyah, it begins with me, personally, myself. So I remind myself and you that let us face ourselves. Let us face ourselves. If we become worthy of respect, not only our children, the whole world will respect us. But if you are not worthy of respect, nobody will respect us. And that is quite appropriate. And let us not fall into this trap. Let us begin tarbiyah at ourselves, at our own homes, at our own doors. There are many people who live in the world who think that they are beyond correction. Nobody can tell me anything because I am beyond correction. Nobody can correct me. And that is the biggest fallacy, that is the biggest mistake, the biggest source of gumrahi that anybody can fall into. To think that he or she is so superior that nobody can correct them. That is pure from shaitan, nothing else. So let us not fall into this trap. Tarbiyah begins with me, tarbiyah begins with the adults. As I said, the world is a lousy place today because of the adults, not because of the children. So let us face ourselves and let us make tawbah and let us return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and let us stop angering Allah. Because believe me, as I am sitting here in this masjid, in this musalla after Salatul Fajr, there is an effect of the anger of Allah. Do not fool yourself. Don't anger Allah. If you anger Allah, then wait for the consequences of that anger of Allah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from ourselves and to save us from doing those things which bring about our own destruction in this dunya and akhirah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open our hearts to His obedience and to bow our heads in submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to stop fooling ourselves that just because you might be doing something good in one place, it does not mean that this frees you now from doing good in some other place. Just because you're doing good in one place, it does not free you from the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in another place. No. Allah does not accept corrupted stuff. Allah does not accept adulterated stuff. Allah does not accept work from people who indulge in corruption and haram. Allah does not accept that work. You think you are doing it, it doesn't work, it doesn't happen. If you are doing haram, if there is haram in your life, Allah will not accept that work from you. You only think you are doing it. It won't happen. It will not be in your scales on the day of judgment. So let us be very clear and stop fooling ourselves and begin with our own personal tarbiyah. Inshallah, in the next few coming days, Biznillahi Ta'ala, we'll talk about different issues of tarbiyah. But I thought today to begin with, let us see what is tarbiyah itself and where should it begin. And the place to begin tarbiyah is with myself. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.